2 days after casting their ballots in a peaceful, ebullient vote, Tunisians are back to work Tuesday, or at least some of them. Outdoor cafes are packed with women and men. Streets are snarled with honking traffic. University student Hamdi Bin Jabrella, sporting jeans and sunglasses, is pleased but not surprised at the election results.
Je suis content parce que c'est la première fois que la religion islamique...
Bin Jabrella voted for the Islamist El-Nada party, which captured the most votes. He says he's glad Islam is now part of Tunisia's politics. He sees Turkey as a good model for his country. One middle-aged woman who only gave her first name, Emla, voted for a leftist party, but she's still satisfied with the outcome. Emla says what's essential is that the elections were democratic and transparent and that voter turnout was high. She says democracy is about accepting the results. International observers have hailed Tunisia's elections for a new constituent assembly. Just as Tunisia inspired the Arab Spring uprisings, some believe its first democratic vote might be another model. But Fedia Trabelsi, wearing a maroon hijab and black gloves, is among those who did not go to the polls.
Je suis contre Nahda. Nahda, elle ne dépose pas la religion.
Trabelsi says even if she's veiled, she's against El Nahda. She believes in a separation of religion and politics. The new assembly is tasked to write Tunisia's next constitution. Eric Goldstein, a deputy director for Human Rights Watch, says that alone will be a major challenge.
Writing a constitution is a huge job because it's going to be the roadmap for the laws that are going to be revised and the way that people relate to their government, how much of a presidential system, how much parliamentary.
The assembly must also appoint an interim government to run daily affairs, and it must deal with the many problems that fueled Tunisia's January revolution, including the faltering economy and high unemployment. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Tunis.